This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The nation is celebrating the 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the country in paying tributes to the martyrs and freedom fighters by hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of the iconic Red Fort. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort this morning, the Prime Minister said the nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He highlighted that people from every section of society, including youth, farmers, women and tribal people, kept fighting against slavery. The Prime Minister outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological self-sufficiency. The Prime Minister said that India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of green jobs in India's efforts to combat climate change. The Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of communal civil code. On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said that as a neighbouring country, India is concerned regarding the situation in Bangladesh. He hoped that the normalcy is restored at the earliest. The Independence Day was celebrated in states and union territories. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors hoisted the national flag at capital cities and addressed people on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav hoisted the flag at the Lal Parade Ground in Bhopal. The Chief Minister also awarded gallantry medals to police officers. People of Telangana are also celebrating the day with patriotic fervour and gaiety. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy hoisted the national flag at the historic Golconda Fort this morning. In Nagaland, Chief Minister Nephew Rio hoisted the tricolour in the capital Kohima. In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha hoisted the national flag at the main state-level program at Assam Rifles Ground at Agartala. In Jammu and Kashmir, the biggest event was held at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar, where Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha hoisted the national flag. In Gujarat, the state-level Independence Day ceremony was held at Nadiad in Khera district. The Independence Day is being celebrated with a spirit of patriotism and great pomp and show in Haryana today. The celebrations were organized in all the districts in the morning, and contingents of police and paramilitary forces, cadets of National Cadet Corps and National Service Scheme performed impressive parades. The Indian community in the United Arab Emirates celebrated India's 78th Independence Day with enthusiasm and patriotic fervor across multiple venues in the country. Flag hoisting ceremonies, cultural performances and official addresses marked the occasion at the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi, the Consulate General in Dubai and various community centers throughout the Emirates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked several world leaders for their wishes on the occasion of Independence Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed gratitude to President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mouidzou and President of France Emmanuel Macron for their wishes and lauded the bilateral relations with these countries. He also highlighted the importance of working together for the benefit of people. The Prime Minister also thanked his counterparts from Nepal and Bhutan for their wishes. In West Bengal, people across all sections of society gathered on the streets to protest the brutal rape and murder of the doctor at R.G. Card Medical College in Kolkata. When a large number of people were protesting outside R.G. Card Medical College at midnight, a bunch of goons attacked the protest site of the doctors. They were allegedly disguised in the crowd. The goons destroyed the infrastructure, equipment, medicines of the medical college, and they also destroyed the male and female wards. Many police personnel were injured, including Deputy Commissioner North of Kolkata Police, while controlling the goons. Many arrests were made by the police. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anandabose has visited R.G. Card Medical College today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.